Good day, I'm John Slagers. A $2.5 million grant has been awarded to the Crittenden Center of Sioux City. This grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration is $500,000 per year over the next 5 years. Crittenden will use the funds to launch and operate a program dedicated to helping runaway, homeless, and street youth up to the age of 26. Under this program, Crittenden will help youth transition into safe and stable housing. It will also address the underlying issues contributing to youth homelessness, such as mental health challenges, substance abuse, and lack of access to educational and employment opportunities. The Crittenden Center has been in service since 1895. They manage and provide programming to the Lamar's Community Daycare Center. State officials say ensuring schools start the fall semester in two flood-stricken northwest Iowa cities is a priority. Iowa Department of Education Director Mackenzie Snow says public school districts in Rock Valley and Spencer and the Rock Valley Christian School are dealing with extensive damage.
Lost curriculum and instructional items, electronic learning devices, school buses and vans, CTE program equipment, and educational enrichment spaces and materials that range from playgrounds and gyms to libraries to band rooms.
Snow said some progress has been made, but her agency has been involved in finding portable classrooms and other school districts that can be transferred to Rock Valley and Spencer.
We are also focused on transportation needed to best serve all students, especially students who have been displaced or students who are experiencing homelessness.
Governor Kim Reynolds says the first day of school is just around the corner and the goal is to get kids in a classroom for in-person instruction. Last year, more than 2,000 students were enrolled in Spencer, and the public schools in Rock Valley had just under 1,000 students. There were 236 students enrolled in Rock Valley Christian School for the 23-24 school year. Tourism is down in the Iowa Lakes area after heavy rains and high water forced the implementation of boating restrictions. The executive director of Vacation Okoboji, Kylie Zankowski, says summer business is important to the area. Zankowski estimates that flooding has decreased tourism by 40% to 60%, and some hotel occupancy was cut in half during the Independence Day holiday. A Sanborn woman was extricated from her car by passing motorists after a crash on Iowa Highway 60 south of Alton. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office said the crash occurred just after midnight Friday. Madison Borden, age 25, of Sanborn, was driving northbound on 60 when she lost control, entered the median, and rolled. The vehicle started on fire, and Borden was extricated from the vehicle by other motorists. Borden was transported by the Orange City Ambulance to the Orange City Area Health System for treatment of minor injury. Alcohol is suspected to be a factor, and the accident remains under investigation. The president of the American Medical Association was in Iowa Friday to address the state's top doctors about key health care issues, including Iowa's worsening shortage of rural physicians. Dr. Bruce Scott says one of his priorities is to seek out ways to turn around the exodus of experienced doctors from our nation's rural areas. Scott says 97 of Iowa's 99 counties are partially or entirely designated as health professional shortage areas, while Iowa ranks 45th in the nation in terms of availability of physicians and the patient-physician relationship. And a 44-year-old from Sioux City has won his second start after being asked to return as a pitcher for Sioux City's minor league baseball team. J.D. Sheldon, a state representative who works as a paralegal, has played pro ball for teams in seven countries, including a four-year stretch for the Sioux City Explorers. Sheldon got an emergency call last Saturday asking him if he could get to the Explorers Stadium in Sioux City for the game that started in half an hour. Sheldon made it and threw 100 pitches in the first six innings. Sheldon also was the starting pitcher in the team's game Thursday night in Fargo. Some of his pitches had been clocked at 87 miles per hour. That's KLEM News. I'm John Slagers.